This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Total Information AM on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. I'm Scott Jagow, along with Major Garrett from CBS News. Margaret Brennan will still be hosting CBS's Face the Nation this weekend, but Major is filling in this morning to give us the latest. Let's start with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being confirmed. What's been the fallout reaction in Washington?
So no fallout or reaction yet, other than Democrats are surprised at almost a near lockstep support among Republicans in the Senate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the one dissenting vote. Mitch McConnell, former Senate Republican and majority leader, polio survivor, though President Trump and his reaction after RFK Jr.'s confirmation was sealed seemed to doubt whether or not Mitch McConnell even ever had polio, a kind of unnecessary insult and slight to the Senate Republican from Kentucky. What Washington is waiting to see is exactly what RFK Jr. intends to do with this massive bureaucracy he now sits atop of. There are things that are wrong with healthcare in our country. The Wall Street Journal about 6 weeks ago had a whole range of stories about Medicare and Medicaid fraud, overpayments involving hospitals and doctors sort of working collaboratively to get more out of the federal government than they are required or entitled to receive. Is that something he's going to work on? Or is he going to continue to shade or provide some skepticism about the utility of childhood vaccines? If he does, lots of Republican senators who voted to confirm him say they will call him back before the Senate. But what power would they have then? He's already confirmed. He's a secretary. He works at the behest of the president. So a lot of people are waiting to see exactly what RFK Jr.'s intentions are, what his knowledge base about the bureaucracy of the Health and Human Services Department is, and what he intends to do with these new powers just given to him by the Senate.
Yeah, I know obesity has been mentioned by him, and obviously that's a huge issue in this country. That would be a welcome focus.
But here's one problem with that. Much of that policy flows through the Agriculture Department. Mm-hmm. What do we subsidize in our country through food that we provide to low and impoverished Americans? That's an Agriculture Department decision. How much oils are in there? How much processed sugar is in there? That's not even his department. He can have conversations across the cabinet with that, but that's not in his bureaucratic zone. So he has talked about those things. It's a big part of the MAHA movement, you know, make America healthy again. But it's not something that HHS secretary by himself or herself can necessarily do without the cooperation of the Department of Agriculture.
Good point. You mentioned Mitch McConnell. He's an interesting story right now, the former GOP leader who is going against all these Trump nominees and seems like a little bit of a rogue wild card out there in the Republican Party now that he's not in a leadership position.
Exactly. He's becoming a dissenting voice, but not one that appears to be motivated to organize other dissenting Republicans. And that's the only way you exercise power. Right now, one Republican voting against a Trump cabinet nominee just is that. One dissenting vote. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't block a confirmation. It doesn't even create that much alarm about whether confirmation will be achieved. You're just sort of a lone Republican howling into the wind, which is sort of the way President Trump described Mitch McConnell yesterday. McConnell knows how to get votes. He knows how to lobby fellow Republicans. He knows how to throw legislative weight around. He's done it for more than two decades in the United States Senate. But he's not doing that. He's sort of on his own and making his differences with Trump clear, but not trying to maximize that voice in order to pull other Republicans in his direction. And there's a very fundamental reason for that. He's not going to run for re-election. He's in no particular political jeopardy if Trump dislikes him. But other Republicans know they will be, and they want to keep their jobs, and they want to be on the right side of Trump. And to be on the right side of Trump now means voting yes.
What is coming up on Face the Nation this weekend?
So Margaret has Gene Shaheen, Democratic Senator from New Hampshire, and Kevin Hassett, who is the chairman of the National Economic Council. Hassett will be there to talk about all of the Trump tariff conversations. Many things have been talked about. Nothing's actually been set in motion. There's some things with China that have been set in motion, but many other things have been proposed, but now they're going to be studied. That whole question of how many tariffs, in what direction, and what's the economic effect, that's what Kevin Hassett will talk about. And Gene Shaheen will be there to basically give voice to Democrats alarmed by executive orders slashing the federal workforce and the outline so far of a big tax cut for Trump and a lot of cuts to federal programs in order to offset the cost of those tax cuts.
Major Garrett from CBS, thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.